This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today in New York City, I believe, is the CEO and co-founder Ben Fabre of Datadome, an award-winning bot and online fraud protection company located at datadome.co. And you've got offices around the globe. You guys are scaling in Glassdoor. You're 100% CEO approval rating, which is amazing. 200 plus bot busters across the globe, 23 plus nationalities represented. Very cool company to work for, and I hear you're hiring too.
So I'm super excited to be there with you today, Gary. Thank you.
Tell us what you do on this online bot issue and fraud prevention. How big of an issue is it, and does it bleed into other areas beyond e-commerce?
Yeah, so that's a massive issue for all digital businesses. So at Datadome, we are protecting websites and mobile apps against all automated threats. So along all the user journey, starting from all the public content to the private section around the login, the payment, the cart, etc. And we will deep dive into that maybe later to talk about the last trend we've seen this year. So our customers are large retailer, e-commerce websites, medias that are facing very sophisticated threats, either coming from bots, so automated software, or coming from human doing fraud around the payment or the login, for instance.
Some of these fraud methods, you guys have come up with, coined some phrases. Can you walk through some of the kinds of things they do, whether they're scraping to buy tickets at the cheaper price and resell them, you know, this automation and bots for pretty much cyber criminal behavior, as well as DDoSing people and other things?
Yeah, so we have a lot of customers, for instance, in event, so ticket sales, that can generate a huge interest. And when we are seeing an asymmetry between demand and offer, that's the moment when we will see a lot of bots trying to do scalping. So that means they are buying at the moment the product is released on the website, trying to buy as much as they can the inventory on the website. We are seeing that in the ticket industry for sports, game, music, etc. But we are also seeing that in the retail industry with luxury goods, with luxury bags, for instance, or in the sneakers industry. Some of the very famous brands are doing very limited hard sales that can generate 10x. So long story short, I'm an attacker. I will run my bot to try to buy thousands of goods and sell that with a 10x markup in a couple of minutes. And if we apply that to the media industry, for instance, we've seen a massive raise of concern from content producer. We are seeing that the mainstream media, they are paying a lot to get really valuable content from journalists, for instance, or even the social networks. But with the large language models, with the raise of ChatGPT, now they want to make sure that the content they are producing will be used by consumer, by end users, and not used by scrapers to create data sets that will be leveraged by ChatGPT and other large language models.
There's been kind of a convergence between geopolitical activities and cybercrime. Are you seeing an uptick in that, and ChatGPT is helping make that even worse?
Yeah, exactly. If you talk, for instance, about fake account creation that are leveraged by some countries or by some companies or some attackers in order to do some influence on social networks around trying to influence an election or the opinion. And thanks to ChatGPT, we are seeing that attackers can now create millions of fake accounts that looks really legitimate with real profile, real description, real locations. So that's a massive problem. And at the moment when our customers want to make sure that those accounts are created by legitimate users and not by automated software. And ChatGPT definitely can be very powerful on one side, but it can be also very dangerous because it can be used to multiply by thousands the quality of the content used by bots.
So Datadome, are you kind of like a CDN in front of their web experience? How do you get deployed? How quickly are you deployed? And some of the exploitation I'd love to learn more about, for example, vulnerability scanning and how you block that. Could you go into that a little bit?
Sure, of course. So Datadome doesn't act as a CDN because we want to be agnostic to our customers' infrastructure. That's, by the way, one of Datadome's four pillars in terms of product. We want to have the option to deploy and to protect any infrastructure regardless of the choice of our customers. So today we have more than 25 integrations to be deployed on any CDN like Fastly, CloudFront, Cloudflare, Edge.io, for instance, and also inside cloud provider like AWS, GCP, Azure. So we have a lot of different integrations to be able to protect any sort of infrastructure. And we are seeing that the trend today is to have multi-CDN, multi-cloud approach. So you cannot just rely on one of those provider. And thanks to those integrations, we can detect and mitigate in real time any sort of threats, including vulnerability scanning. We've seen recently a lot of massive bots used to try to leverage those vulnerabilities on some very popular software. And every time there is those kind of exploit, Datadome will deploy a new detection model in order to be able to protect those customers.
So you're kind of bubble wrapping their vulnerabilities until they fix them?
Exactly. So we will prevent any access to this software that is vulnerable by all third parties. So that's the best way to mitigate like zero-day vulnerabilities, for instance, to give the time to our customers to update the software and to fix the vulnerability.
And with a lot of these e-commerce and other companies and media companies going mobile and deploying different kinds of APIs and communication technologies, do you see Datadome needing to protect the mobile environment as well, or is it really on the server side?
This is a very good question. So we are seeing this massive move from standard HTML websites to APIs that can be either consumed by web app or by mobile application. And now that's most of the time a sort of weaknesses in our digital businesses where they tend to have a less efficient protection on those APIs. And that's the reason why they are bringing Datadome, protecting all APIs where we can make sure that the client that are consuming those APIs are legit. So for instance, if I have an API consumed by my web app, I want to make sure that it's really my website and my web app that is consuming my API and not a bot trying to leverage this API to automate thousands of actions around the login with credential stuffing, around the cart for the scalpers, around the payment with the payment fraud, the cart cracking, the token cracking, etc. And it's the same for the mobile APIs. We have an SDK that is deployed currently in more than 500 million devices that is actually embedded in our customers' application. And thanks to that, we can collect a massive volume of data to be able to detect all the capture farm, all the infected devices, etc., and to be able to like map the internet and to be able to update our models in real time.
That's amazing. And, you know, beyond the big, you have big names on your website as clients, from McDonald's to, I think, TripAdvisor, many big names. What about banks? Are banks attacked in the same way e-commerce companies are attacked now that banks have shifted to this whole online experience?
Yeah, of course. As you said earlier, any digital business are impacted by those threats. Bank, insurance are part of that. And we have seen that a lot of bank accounts can be scraped by third parties, and that can lead to a serious vulnerability on those sort of verticals too.
So how quickly is Datadome deployed for a client, and what client size is your sweet spot? Can a small insurance company or credit union work with you, or are they too small?
So we are targeting mid-market and enterprise accounts. But Datadome will bring value when the threats are very sophisticated and very deployed and around the internet. So that's our sweet spot. Today, we are protecting, as you said, some of the leading websites in the US and in the rest of the world. And it can be super quickly deployed. That's part of our DNA. So you can just go on datadome.co, create a free account, and deploy Datadome in your infrastructure in a matter of a couple of minutes for the simplest integrations, most of the time at the CDN level, or a couple of hours maximum for the most complex integrations, depending on your stack.
So a couple clicks to a couple hours, you will have your client protected, and you have a free trial on datadome.co?
Yeah, exactly. We believe that it's really important to provide to our customers a way to test the product super simply to see how differentiated it is with other vendors. So we really believe on having a proper benchmark head-to-head with different solutions to see how much Datadome is efficient in terms of detection, in terms of reporting, and in terms of integration.
Now, you have offices in New York, in France, in Singapore. You've got hundreds of, you know, bot defenders, protectors, team members. You've got rave reviews as a great CEO. Again, Glassdoor, amazing reviews. And you're hiring. You allow people to work anywhere in the globe. Where are you looking for staff as you scale? And I heard you're growing fast and closing rounds of financing as we speak.
Yeah, so we've closed our Series C a couple of months ago to keep investing in sales and marketing to keep leading the race in terms of thought leadership and also in terms of product and R&D. We want to keep leading the bot protection market, but also having a larger offer to protect against the online fraud in general. So we are hiring still a lot in every headquarter in the US, in EMEA, and in APAC. To keep growing the team, product, sales, marketing.
That's wonderful. I'm curious, are you designed for MSSPs or MSP partners? Are you designed, is it sold directly just off your website? Because it seems to me there's a lot of folks who have clients that they could leverage Datadome pretty quickly for deployment and revenue sharing and a better secure environment against online fraud and bots.
Yeah, you're right. So we have started earlier this year a program for partnerships, very active. We have a lot of inbound coming from MSSP that want to partner with us. So now we have a whole team dedicated to that, to support them and to help them protect their own customers.
That is wonderful. And do you have a whole kind of channel partner program on your website? We could send those folks to visit your website and learn more.
Yeah, exactly. Feel free to reach out on our website. We have a whole dedicated section where you can apply and then get in touch with our channel team.
So you're hiring, you're growing, you're solving great security problems better than most innovators I've seen, especially in a unique area with the online bots and fraud and vulnerability bubble wrapping for websites, because we're all vulnerable. We just don't know when we're going to get hit. So better to be protected. Is there anything we haven't covered that you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
So I think we covered a lot. Maybe the last topic will be around the customer satisfaction. At Datadome, we are kind of obsessed by the customer satisfaction. We want to be seen as a force multiplier by our customers. Not only we have a strong product leading the market, and that's something you can see on G2, for instance, where we are the number one solution based on the number of customers review, but also on the quality of those reviews. But also we have a strong team, a SOC team working 24/7, a customer success team and support team. So we can help and we can take the ownership of those issues for our customers. That's what we are doing for our 300 plus enterprise customers every single day.
Ben Fabula, you are the CEO and co-founder of an amazing company, Datadome, found online, award-winning company, datadome.co. You're hiring, you're growing, you're scaling, you're solving problems. One of my favorite companies in cybersecurity. Folks, visit his site today. Get a free demo. Try it out. If you're looking for work, join their site. Learn more. Send them your resume.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.